I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On Sunday, I feel like I did something that a lot of guys did on Sunday, and it was watch this happen in the world of golf.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to glory. Tiger Woods, congratulations. You are once again the Masters champion.
Thank you, Jim Nance.
Which led to a very awkward conversation with my son and my wife. I'm a huge fan of Tiger Woods, and in spite of all of the problems that he had years ago, I just think it was incredible to see his comeback, to see him fall like he did, and then to come back like he did and overcome the injuries and the surgeries and all that stuff. I'm just all in. I am all in.
I noticed you're wearing your hat today.
I can wear my Tiger. I had it on Sunday. I've got the Tiger Woods golf clubs.
I don't get it.
I got the red Nike shirt. I'm just a huge fan of Tiger Woods. I went and followed him when he played here at TPC Boston. So we're watching it, and he wins, and they're just talking about all of this stuff. And then the national news comes on. And on the national news, it is the headline. It is the first story. And my son, like me, loves watching the national news. Because when you're 8 years old, that's what you're into, right?
Yep.
Shark Tank
in
the national.
He's 25. It's
out of control. This old house, Shark Tank in the national news. So they start talking about the entire story of Tiger Woods and how he's come back after cheating. And he turns to me and says, he cheated to win the golf tournament? And I was like, No, he cheated on his wife. And he said, well, what does that mean?
Oh.
And I said, well, he lied about his relationship. And at that point.
You just dig yourself into holes, don't
you? At that point, my wife, who was in the kitchen, just screams Carson in a particular tone that if you have a significant other at home, you know that tone.
Yeah.
That just means stop talking.
You stop talking over there.
Right. And so I come and I'm like, what did I do? She's like, he is 8. He doesn't need to hear what that is. And I'm like, hear what is? And she's like, cheating. And I'm like,
okay, I'm trying.
Hey, buddy, grab your lacrosse stick. Let's go outside.
And then he comes around the corner, and he's like, yeah, Dad, what are you doing?
Thanks a lot, Barrett.
I'm like, yeah, okay. I don't need to hear that, Dad.
So I feel like this could be an interesting teachable moment, but again, don't have kids, so don't understand what their brain capacity is at its or in ages. Yeah. So do you... Like, why... I realize you didn't do it because Lana didn't want you to, and I get that, but, like, is it a heart... Is it a hard thing to discuss to an 8-year-old?
Yeah, I guess what I didn't think about when I was explaining it is he just, like, he only knows his world, okay?
Right.
His world is very small. His world is mom and dad are married. His world is mom
but
and dad.
But there's TV and there's people who he goes to school
but
with.
But doesn't he know why his sisters don't live with him?
None of that. I don't even think it's in his head that, like, I was married before. Uh-huh. I don't know that he understands any of that. Yes, he knows he has sisters that don't live here, but I don't think he computes that as to why.
Yeah.
Or that.
Because you call them sisters. It's not.
Yeah, no, they're sisters.
It's sisters.
Right. Yeah. And so I don't think that he computes that people get divorced or why they get divorced. He doesn't understand any of that. And that didn't click in my head. I was just going to give him the honest answer.
Well, sure.
Because that's what I do.
Which is what you do, and I love that.
All the time, which is usually wrong at that age.
I don't think it's wrong. I mean, I definitely think it's hard to explain to an 8-year-old what cheating is. I don't necessarily agree with you. Like, I agree with you that he wouldn't understand it. That's just, it wouldn't make sense in his head. But I think sometimes you forget that he's a kid.
Right.
Because it's so easy to just tell the truth. And, like, he is this little person.
Sure.
He's a very mature 8-year-old.
And I was thinking that it was more of a teachable moment. Like,
yeah,
hey,
that's what I was thinking.
Right.
This,
like,
is why,
hey,
you don't do something wrong to somebody
this
else.
This is why you're not disrespectful.
From the 339 just said, major teachable moment. This is where you learn that men need to respect women.
Well,
and vice
just,
versa.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's where I kind of thought I was going there.
Right.
I was going there.
Your wife just didn't trust you.
Probably
pretty
not.
Much.
Just saying. No, I get it.
The
I get it.
Argument.
No, right. Of course it.
Dickerson.
Yeah, and maybe at 8 years old, maybe that's just a little too young.
See, I don't know, because I think that there's two schools of thought on this, and this is what Sarah and I have been coming across too as well, because we're going to have these moments in CP's life, and it's like what you call things, you know, boy and girl parts and stuff like that, and how you have these conversations, and it's like we're... You know, we're a family that we call things by their real names,
right?
You know, from an early age, and then that's some other parents don't do that, so they don't like that, and then you have all these kids, and it's tough because, you know, what you tell your kids, then your kid knows about cheating, you know, in a relationship, and then he goes to school, and he might the next day
share that
information, and it's like, oh, was that what you were doing with the flight attendant last week, Dad? You know, this kind of thing.
Who knows, right?
And, you know, I heard mom talking about it, and she said, you know, to a lawyer friend of hers, you know, kind of thing, and you're like, what did I just do?
Right.
Wow.
We were just talking about the Masters Championship.
Right.
Like no others.
It was it was just a very awkward, here
I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how you raise humans and turn them into,
Kennedy,
you know, I just
nobody
don't know
has the answers. You think you're like, you don't have kids, you don't have the answers. No, none of us have the answers.
Nobody has the answers.
It's always awkward.
There's no right answer.
We were watching the news yesterday and some story came on and Barrett was sitting there and I saw him just turn and look at me and was like, why was that story?
I don't know.
And I was like, hey, Shark Tank's on.
You want to see Game of Thrones? So you want to see a dragon?
Nope. Shark Tank in this old house.
A lot less death in this old house than in Game of Thrones.
And then it was the episode where Norm Abrams had a heart attack.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.